Hey everyone, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Sometimes as converts to the church, or even as members who have always had the gospel in their lives, we believe that because we have the gospel and we are living it, that automatically means that we won't have any trials. And I totally understand how that could be misunderstood. You've got these wonderful missionaries and they show up one day at your house. They bring you this amazing message of faith and hope. And it's a message that you've never heard before. It makes you feel good inside and you choose to accept it. And it might feel that now, because you've accepted Christ in your life, that He will repay you with unlimited blessings and all of your trials will be taken away. So make sure to keep listening to today's podcast and learn why all people, within the church or not, will have trials, but how the gospel of Jesus Christ helps us overcome them. One of my favorite series on Mormon Channel is Share Goodness. It's a platform that the church has established for members around the world to be able to share their faith and share their experiences. And people from all over the world will send us in their videos on how they share goodness and kindness with others. They also share their experiences, their obstacles, and how their faith has helped them. In the most recent Share Goodness video, we get to know a man named Bolaji from Nigeria. Bolaji's parents were religious. His father was a Muslim and his mother was Christian, and they taught their children to love and to serve God. But Bolaji wondered, though, why he never felt completely comfortable in their Muslim and their Christian church services, and he felt like he was searching for something more. At 22 years old, he was able to attend a Sunday meeting for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he shares that when he was there, he felt something so strongly in his heart that he didn't want to leave. And he was baptized that same year and described it as the best year of his life. Then one day, a group of men showed up to their neighborhood, and because he was Christian and his father was Muslim, it was kind of a taboo in their culture, and so they sought out to kill him. And he had to escape through climbing on top of the roof and having to hide there. And he remembers just listening and hearing gunshots everywhere. And it later turned out that his father was dead and that they had killed him. So now, Bolaji and his brothers were forced to flee Nigeria following the persecution and following his father's murder. So they jumped on a boat along with others who were also fleeing, but there was no boat pilot. There was no compass. There was just them, this boat, and this body of water. And they had to endure rough seas and treacherous sail in a small boat. And he says that he had never experienced something like this in his life. But what he didn't know was that in the back of the boat, people were drowning. He had no idea because he'd been placed in the front of the boat, but his brothers were in the back of the boat. And he didn't know it, but they had drowned as well. And it wasn't until the Italian Coast Guard came and rescued them and helped them that he began yelling for his brothers. And after calling their names and looking for them, he realized that they were gone and that they had died. Bolaji shares that day on that boat, he made a promise with God. And he promised him that if he survived and if God kept him alive, that he would serve God for the rest of his life. Why is it that the Lord gives us trials and obstacles, even when we are following Him, even when we are trying to be obedient? Why do things like that happen to us? And then I started thinking about all of the prophets in the scriptures and the difficult challenges that they had to go through. You know, they were persecuted, they were mocked, they were killed, they were rejected, and some by their own family members. They endured the loss of children or the loss of a loved one. They went through unimaginable things, even though they were God's prophets. Why? Elder Robert D. Hills responded by saying, Tests and trials are given to all of us. These mortal challenges allow us and our Heavenly Father to see whether we will exercise our agency to follow His Son. He already knows, and we have the opportunity to learn that no matter how difficult our circumstances, all these things shall be for our experience and our good. Knowing and having the gospel in our lives doesn't guarantee that we won't have trials, because none of us are exempt from that. Instead, it's a tool that we have been given to help us keep going when trials come, to not only provide us with hope that things will work out, but help us to not become bitter, but better through our challenges. And like Elder Hale said, it's also for God to be able to mold us, to refine us, and to make us stronger and to learn from our experiences. The whole point of life, guys, is to progress and become better. And how can we do that if we're not being tested? How can we become wiser and learn if we're not put in situations where we can do those things? Elder Hales goes on to say, there are many kinds of challenges. Some give us necessary experiences. Adverse results in this mortal life are not evidence of lack of faith or of an imperfection in our Father in Heaven's overall plan. The refiner's fire is real. And qualities of character and righteousness that are forged in the furnace of affliction perfect and purify us and prepare us to meet God. Balaji kept his promise to God and decided to serve a full-time mission, and he was then called to serve in the Italy-Rome mission and is so excited to do so. And I'm sure that all of those experiences that he had to go through and trials will not only make him an incredible missionary, but also an incredible person. Instead of asking, why me? Ask yourselves, what? What do I have to learn? What is the Lord trying to teach me? And I know sometimes it's a lot easier said than done, especially when we're given really, really difficult trials. But trials will come. None of us are immune to them. But as we practice living the gospel, as we practice faith, obedience, and patience, we'll be able to see the purpose of our trials. And maybe we don't understand them all right now. Maybe we don't understand why this is happening. But I do believe that the Lord will always give us an answer, even if it's not immediately. We'll be able to know why we needed to go through that, and we'll be able to see the purpose of our trials, and we'll be able to endure them more faithfully. You can watch Balaji's story below in the description, or you can find it on mormonchannel.org in our July blog section. Thanks for listening today, guys. Be sure to check out our other Mormon Channel podcasts. They are amazing, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow.